Bastille and Pompeii on the Hits Radio. It's Will Manning here. Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Hello, it's Becca.
Hello, Becca. What's happening?
I'm being made to watch the England game tonight.
England versus Uruguay, the big one.
Yeah.
Are you not a football fan then?
Not really.
What is it about football that you don't like, please?
It's just, I think it's a waste of time, in my opinion, because it's not going to benefit me at all. Like, what's England winning a game, one game, going to benefit me? It wouldn't.
Don't you feel a bit patriotic, though, watching your home team play football against another country? Isn't that kind of a cool feeling?
No.
Right, okay, fine. I've got a few questions for you here, Becca. Do you like Beyonce?
Yes.
Do you like sleeping?
I love sleeping.
Would you be keen on learning how to dance the salsa?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll stay listening because I've got something involving all of those things that are going to help you out if you hate the football.
Okay.
Okay, just stay listening to the Hits Radio, okay?
Okay.
And you won't have to watch the football match tonight.
Okay, that's good.
All right, thank you, Becca.
All right, thank you.
Zed, Hayley Williams, that is Clarity, and this is the Hits Radio. I am Will Manning, good afternoon. I will play the new single from Beyonce, that is next. So tonight, like I just said to Becca, is the big one in the land of football and the World Cup. For those who support England anyway, this is a kind of like a big deal. England versus Uruguay tonight. Now, some people obviously really, really care about this. They're very excited. They can't wait. They're getting the family over for a party. They're going to get the buffet ready, the finger food, the lot, the whole shebang. Others, though, couldn't care less. Not so much. Going to watch a rerun of Come Dine With Me or something instead. If you are stuck for things to do instead of watching the World Cup tonight, I have got my ultimate guide, which will help you out. I played this on Tuesday's show. But just to refresh your memory in time for the big one tonight, here's things to do in 90 minutes other than watching the World Cup. Make a note of this.
5. Do a samba workout. You don't need football to get into the Brazilian spirit. Why not try a 75-minute samba workout? Using the extra 15 minutes to catch your breath and treat yourself to some cake afterwards. 4. Learn to dance like Beyoncé. Well, you can try at least. Compile 90 minutes worth of Beyoncé classics to shake what your mama gave you. Crazy in Love, Baby Boy, Diva, Love on Top, and the appropriately named Lose My Breath. Should get you starting nicely. 3. Make Oreo-flavoured ice cream. Like, honestly, why would you want to sit on your bum watching the football when you could be knocking up an utterly delicious and highly fattening Oreo-flavoured ice cream? No-brainer. 2. Listen to the Hits Radio. I mean, call us biased, but you'll have a seriously good time with us on. Just saying. 1. Have a nap. Did you know a sleep cycle can last 90 minutes? Well, it does, which means a standard footy mat is just enough time to have a rejuvenating snooze. You'll even have 15 minutes to half-time break and possible extra time to put yourself back together after. And there you go, your ultimate guide on what to do instead of watching the World Cup. You're welcome.
There you go. Have fun with that. Here's new Beyonce on the Hits Radio.